Thank you for listening to Rev FM Radio. I'm Natalie Steele. Welcome to the revolution, Drywall Dave. I know you have a real name. You can introduce yourself by your real name if you'd like.
Dave Slobock here.
Yeah, it's not an easy spelling. I know this from experience. And Mark Searcy?
Yes, that's right. Mark Searcy.
Glad to have you. Good to meet you. I've known Dave here for quite a while. A couple years. You said you came to Kerrville a couple years, 2.5 years ago, and made a bold statement when he came to town, busting out the harmonicas, electric fiddles, old back of the downtowner.
Yep, back a lot of the downtowner.
A lot of wonderful beginnings came from that place. And glad to have you here.
Good to be here, Natalie.
These guys are going to be playing at the Back Porch Cantina tonight. My personal favorite place to be here in Kerrville, hands down. Great food, great menu, and live music 3 nights a week at least. You get open mic night on Thursday nights. And last night we had Turk in the house. Tonight it is Mark Searcy and Dave. Going to be doing real blues, the real deal, folks. You're going to hear it here first. And there's never a cover charge at the Back Porch. Shows start, y'all start at 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock, goes on to about 12:31. They close at 1, right?
So let's call it 12 or
12:30. Let's call it 12 and, 12 and then the crowd going wild with encores, you know.
Or us running out of repertoire.
Hit him again, boys. All right. I've just met Mark Searcy here. You're from Bernie? You live in Bernie?
That's correct.
Let's see. You guys just met. Your paths just crossed a month or so ago,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we're just barely playing. This is only the third time I think we've actually got together to play. We've never had a formal sit-down rehearsal or anything. But it's...
Well, rehearsals are overrated. I heard you I heard you jamming outside the studio here, and it's really, really, really awesome stuff. I'm real happy to have you. The show's going to kick off at 9. If you just joined us, it's Mark Searcy. Mark, tell us, I hear there's a lot of cool stuff going on with you. Dave's already spilled the beans that you've won some contests, been nominated for some things. Tell me about what you got going on.
Well, the past year definitely been a blessing. I think it started out, I guess, in the fall by releasing the first acoustic CD called Blind Man's Blues. It came out in October. Also won a regional competition for a opportunity to compete in the International Blues Challenge up in Memphis on Bill Street in February. So went up there and had the opportunity to play on Bill Street. And then right after that was informed that the CD that was released in October, I was named a finalist for Texas Musician of the Year. So got to participate in the...
Wow, how cool is that?
So it's been a great year.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say you're a little hidden treasure.
I kind of got lucky running into this guy.
I know. Way to go, Dave. Way to bring this guy to Kerrville.
Actually, I think I was on the receiving end of that because he's added a lot to the sound. And, you know, there's only so much a guy with a guitar can do. I'm pretty much a guitar player, and Dave adds a whole, you know, different dimension to our sound.
He adds a lot. Yep. I don't care who he's playing with. It's always a little bonus.
Yeah.
Dave here plays harmonica, but he also will bust out an electric fiddle and blow your mind.
And we asked him to bring that out tonight.
Yeah, he's a little hesitant to kick that out tonight.
Yeah, I think we need to woodshed that a little bit before we spring it on the public with Mark. But I think
next time we'll
fit it in.
You'll fit it in, I'm sure.
I'd like to say hi to Donna out in California, who's listening on your mainstream.
Streamlining all the way to California.
That's right, all the way to California. And my dad, who's listening here in Kerrville, I propped a radio up on his bed so he could listen. And
cool.
So everybody else out there, greetings. My wife in Bernie is listening.
Hey, Eva.
And everybody out in California, everybody everywhere, hi from Mark and Dave.
Thanks for listening all the way over there in California.
Yeah.
We're over here in Texas doing what we do. All right, well, I am real excited about this merge, and I think a lot of good stuff's going to come out of this. Let's give them a little sample, and then we'll talk some more.
Okay, thanks. This is an old Buka White song that was released, I guess, when he got out of prison in the late 30s, I believe, called Fixin' to Die.
funny in my eyes, and I believe I'll be from the die. I'm feeling funny in my heart, believe I'll be from the die. Well, I don't mind dying, but I have to leave my children crying. Well, now look over yonder. Mother treated me just like I was a baby child. I said your mother treated me like I was a baby child. Children crying.
Fantastic. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's the real deal, folks. That's what I call blues right there. You know, we've got a lot of blues stuff going on around here these days, and I think you guys are busting out right on time. Let's see, we got Silver Creek Blue Mondays. You say you're going to try to drag him out there, right?
Well, I could like to go to that thing over here where you're going Monday night too, but maybe we can do it all.
I know, we're gonna have to try to do it all. All right, folks, if you're blues fans, it is the Blues Revolution over at Blue Monday over at Silver Creek in Fredericksburg on Main Street. For one, they got fantastic food. The lady that the chef in the kitchen in there, she cooks some of the best food I have ever put in my mouth.
She does a good
and
job.
Graham Warwick is hosting a fantastic blues jam that's pretty much open to everybody, right? I haven't been over there yet, but
pretty much
it's a very open setting.
He's changed the format a little bit. He's bringing in, he used to just, it was just a mishmash, but now he's got a guest that he brings every week, and he's got the likes of Will Owen Gage and J-Boy Adams and quite a few people he's got stringed up to play this summer.
Well, I see you guys getting strung up in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely.
And if any of you venue owners are listening right now, I think you might have a nice little gig on your hands here, boys. All right, let's talk for a second. Dave, you used to have your own radio show.
Yes, I did.
I think that's extra cool to have you on my show, seeing you used to do your own radio show all over in Hawaii.
Over in Hawaii.
That's even. Tell me a little background behind that. There's some Todd Rundgren.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kauai was a sort of a place where all the people would come to retire after they got done. Bill Kreutzmann from the Grateful Dead moved over there and stole our bass player and one of our lead guitar players from us and started a band, Backbone, that
really
got quite a bit of play.
No kidding.
After he came over there, and he played they did the Further concerts there in San Francisco, and they did pretty well there for a while. And then Todd Rundgren was my neighbor just down the street. Our kids used to hang out with their kids all the time, and his wife did a radio show right before me, Chick Rock Chick Talk.
Hey, that's a great idea.
And then we had Graham Nash lives over there, and we were good friends of theirs. And
well, that's just a Debbie real groovy Nash. Little neighborhood.
Yeah, it was quite a. Marianne Faithful lived there. Taj Mahal lives there. All those people are currently still live there. Glenn Frey from the Eagles put up a lot of the money for our radio station over there, and he was a regular there. And Bill Chamberlain, he was the original lead guitar player for the Animals. He was one of our DJs.
No kidding.
And he had great tales to tell.
So what brought the end of that? I mean, moved?
It's still going. I just moved. I left Hawaii and left. I did the bluegrass show actually there because I was one of the only violin players on the island. They just figured I must have inherited the bluegrass mantle.
Of course.
I wasn't into the bluegrass, but I really got into the bluegrass. And then from there, people were always trying to get out of town, so I was sitting in for people doing blues shows. And I've had Lori Lewis on my show before, the great, fantastic violin player, probably one of the foremost female violin players in the world.
Really?
And her husband, Tom Rosin, the mandolin player of world class, they were on my show. And Kenny Emerson, one of the slack key masters in Hawaii, he came on my show. So exactly what you're doing with us today, I've been privy to do with some of those types of people.
Wow.
And it's fun to bring those people in and let them go.
Yeah, totally. I love all these little bootleg recordings I get of, people coming in, which, getting one right now. we've got plenty of time. Tell me the story about how the guys came in and hijacked the radio station.
Oh, yeah, I was telling, when I walked up, Natalie was just stepping outside, just coincidentally when I pulled up, and she was telling me that, it's kind of scary here by myself, so I keep the door locked. And I said, well, let me tell you, when we were in Hawaii and we were doing the show, it was an emergency transmitter is how it started out. It was, we were so isolated on Kauai, we were 100 miles from any of the other islands, so they decided we needed our own radio station for an emergency response because of the hurricanes and everything that they get dilapidated with out there. And one night after I had just left, they were in the middle of a big sovereignty movement thing over there, and they'd been having island-wide meetings over all the islands, and the delegation from Kauai were having their big hoedown that particular night. It was on a Sunday night, and I had just left the radio station, and I had the radio station on as I was leaving. I was out of there about a half hour, and the guy that took over behind me, Jeff Shepard, was doing an acoustic show, I believe. And anyway, the Hawaiian delegation came in full regalia with swords and spears and took over the radio station by force to voice their objection to U.S. rule of the Hawaiian Islands. Of course, they're trying to take it back.
Spears and all.
Oh, and I mean, they had that place for, I think, 45 minutes before the police finally got up there. They were airing all their grievances over the air, and I was just so thankful.
Our voices will be heard.
That's right. So thankful I wasn't there when it happened, because I just would have been a puddle.
I would have freaked.
But it's a good idea to keep the door locked.
I'm just worried about, the random transient coming from the interstate, but that would have been a little freakier than normal. All right. Yeah, we've got this Whitey Johnson show coming up for the Acoustic Revolution. Wow, flipping that thing just totally around, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have Gary Nicholson and Whitey Johnson. So there's a really cool blues thing that's going to be going on. And again, we've mentioned the Blues Revolution. I have no doubt that when I play this for Justin, who does Blue Monday here on the radio from 1 to 3, he turns his show blues style on every Monday. And I bet he would love to have you guys on his show as a guest for that. So
probably work that out.
I'm going to pass this wonderful music on to him. Hit me again.
Let's do it.
All right.
If you just joined us, Mark Searcy and Dave, Drywall Dave, they're going to be at the back porch tonight, 9 o'clock, playing real blues.
Why don't you introduce this song, Mark?
Yeah. This is actually a medley I call the gospel medley. It's kind of a opening by a player that's actually based out of Texas, Blind Willie Johnson, and is this particular front end of this called Blind Willie's Lament, and segues into a couple of gospel tunes, If You Love Somebody, and then I think you'll recognize the other common standard there. But first, I want to say thanks to Dave for that bio, because I know more about Dave than when we started the radio podcast today.
You're learning. That's cool.
I'm just mesmerized. I'm sitting here listening.
You get to know Dave, too.
Yeah.
It's all right. Thank you.
a friend I have found in Jesus since I left my burden down. What a friend I found in Jesus since I left my burden down. I am on my way, way to heaven since I left my burden down. I am on my way, way to heaven since I left my burden down. Since I left my burden down. Since I left my burden. Oh,
wow. Amen. Way to bust out that gospel. Man, you are a finger-picking fool down there, Mark.
Thanks, Sam.
You're blowing me away with that awesome 12-string, the slide, all that. Nice guitar.
Thank you.
Real nice.
Thank you.
And, of course, Dave over here doing his magic. In case you just joined us, this is Mark Searcy and Dave Schlebeck. Did I say it right?
Schlebeck.
Schlebeck.
Good enough.
All right. Good enough for me.
Better than
going to be at the Back Porch Cantina tonight, 9 o'clock. No cover charge, great menu, full bar, right there on the Guadalupe River. It's about, I don't know, I'd say about a mile past Walmart on your left, across from Foxworth Galbraith. If you haven't been there, you need to discover it. It's probably the best place in town to hang out.
Food's killer.
Food is awesome. I mean,
that salmon they've got is like,
I haven't had the salmon.
Unreal.
Have
unreal.
Not had the salmon. I'll have to try that. I'm already addicted to the sweet potato fries. They've got a few things you've never heard of before, and it's all good. All right, we're going to take a very short break, and I'm going to get one more out of these guys, and then we'll get back to regulars. All right, thank you very much, Carrie Burgess. Natalie Steele back in the studio with my good friend Dave and my new friend Mark Searcy. Welcome back.
Natalie, it's great to be here.
I'm having fun. I'm loving this. You guys are awesome. You're going to be at the Back Porch Cantina tonight. It's Cafe Riverstone's Back Porch Cantina. Really awesome place to hang out in Kerrville, Texas. Live music every weekend. Show's going to kick off at 9 o'clock. They do have a website with a calendar if you want to keep up with who's playing there each weekend. It is CafeRiverstone.com, right on the Guadalupe River. You couldn't ask for a better menu. Friendlier people and better live music. We're going to have another jam from these guys here. You got one more for me?
Yes, he says we do.
You good? All right. This is an old song called Moose Milk Blues. Told me, and my papa, he told me too. My mama, she told me, and my papa, he told me too. They said, son, my dear son, you gonna have the milk moose blues. All right, go there. Oh,
don't drink your water, cause you will surely die. Said I'll drink your bathtub gin, but pour me a moose milk on the side. Got a woman up in Chicago, I got three in Texas too. But pour me a pint of moose milk, that's all I wanna do. I'm crying, oh baby, I got three in Texas too. Ah, moose milk, Lord, I got them moose milk blues. Pour to me, Dad. Make you numb. It'll make you mellow, so mellow, and then it'll make you numb. No need to cry, Lord, I must say, whoa, boy, the damage's already been done.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Way to bring the blues to Kerrville tonight. In case you just joined us, this is Mark Searcy on the vocals and the guitar. We've got Dave Schlabeck.
Schlabeck.
I'm going to get it right. One of these. It's Dave. It's Drywall Dave, folks, on the harmonica. They're going to be at Cafe Riverstone's Back Porch Cantina tonight, just on Junction Highway here in Kerrville, Texas. You know, you want to go down Junction Highway about a mile past Walmart. It's on the left, across from Foxworth Galbraith. You might have been there before, but if you haven't, you need to check it out. These guys are going to jam the house from 9 till midnight, and I do believe they're open till 1. Got a great menu, full bar, and live blues tonight on the Guadalupe River, Texas style. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us, Natalie.
Thank you.
Really, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. All right, folks, going to roll the ABC News, get back to that regular schedule program, and keep it right here on Rev FM.